And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
I got some great questions to get to this week, as we always have amazing questions from people who listen to this Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Hello, Christy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Welcome to the podcast. What's your question?
Okay, so I feel like Roz could write so many books, including a cooking and lawn maintenance one. Mm. What type of specialty books would Mocha, Maury, and Shem be able to write?
Oh, so yes. Okay, here we go. Like, if somebody came to you, Mocha, Shem, and Maury, and said, hey, listen, we got an offer on the table. We don't care, like, what the book is, but it needs to be something that, you know, that's you and you either know a lot about or you're good at, or it could be part of a life story, but it needs to be a full book.
Oh, man.
Like anything. So what is your book? Do you want me to come back to you, Mocha? Because I think Maury has thought about this privately.
Yeah. There are two I could... come
okay,
to mind.
So, Maury, what would your books be?
So the first one, I could write a book about Andy Warhol.
I don't know if you could, because I think that your knowledge is that you've just read a lot of books on Andy Warhol.
Like, it would be more, I absolutely could, but I would have to sort of have somebody interview me first so that I can then write stuff.
Huh?
I would have to have somebody ask me questions and then transcribe it, kind of thing, because just coming off the top of my head, I would just talk myself into a corner.
Right.
Or the second thing.
But what do you know more about Andy Warhol that hasn't already been written?
Well, that's the thing. Everything's been written.
Right.
I would write a book that's already been written.
Right. So why would I want your Andy Warhol book?
Well, why would somebody want the 50 others that are already there?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying they went to a publisher and had an angle and had some sort of thing that made their book different. What would make your book different?
Okay. Andy Warhol from the perspective of a fan. Or why I know I would be best friends with Andy Warhol. Don't ask me now. You have to buy the book. The second thing, or maybe how to seduce a straight man.
How is that? How's that a whole book? How's the Andy Warhol thing a whole book? Why you would be best friends with Andy Warhol? How's that a whole book, though?
I don't know.
That to me sounds like a blog post.
I think
a blog post. That's a Twitter. That's a Twitter thread.
I could probably get 200 pages if I double space.
200 pages? Hell no! Could you get 200 pages?
Even double space. Even if your font was at 45, you wouldn't.
And only
be
one side of the page.
No. Okay. Come on, so your other book idea is what?
How to Seduce a Straight Man.
So you think that that's a whole book?
What?
A whole book on how to seduce a straight man.
100 pages, double spaced.
Okay, no, that's not a book.
Wait,
that's
so
a pamphlet.
So how to seduce a straight man from a gay man's perspective? Like
may be onto something.
Who's the target, though?
Gay men.
Okay, so
if
so
they want to seduce a straight guy?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my question, right? So I'm in the boardroom, right? And you come in, you got your agent and everything else. Maury, what's your proposal? You're like, I got this great book idea. It's called How to Seduce Straight Men.
Call it Straight No More.
It's a book for gay men on how to seduce straight men, or maybe guys who may be a little bit confused or whatever it is. You know, we're that sort of bridge, right?
Yeah.
And then they go, oh my God, this is an incredible book.
It is.
Obviously, you must be some sort of expert. Uh-huh. How many times have you done this?
I'd say five or six times.
Five or six?
You're such a liar.
Okay, first of all, Maury, I don't even think that total number is five or six.
Yeah.
I gave a straight man a massage once.
Yeah, okay, that's not...
Are
that
you talking
count.
About Geek Squad that came over to fix the IT guy?
That's right.
That fixed the computer?
Geek Squad was brand new then.
How many times, Maury, have you... Okay, so when you... Because you're the expert here. You're the one writing the book, right?
That's true, yes.
Okay, so... Straight guy who says he's straight, claims to be straight, mm-hmm. his whole world is straight, mm-hmm. okay? That guy meets you, winds up in your bed.
Yes.
How many times has that happened?
Well, I mean, the massage was in bed.
No.
You know what we mean.
Oh,
you know what we mean.
Like once.
Okay. So Like once or once?
Like once.
What do you mean?
Like it happened once.
One time.
Yes. A straight guy.
Yes.
Okay. And you guys went all the way.
Yeah, well, although, yeah.
Okay, so your whole book is based on this one time you convinced the straight
guy.
But
the people who are reading it have no times, so I'm better off than them. Maybe this is something like, well, I'd love to know what this guy did. And it could have, like, you know, little diagrams and drawings.
One time?
Well, I mean, we would exaggerate and embellish.
You should just, what's the guy's name?
It was Carlos.
Carlos. The book should just be called Carlos. Because it's
Carlos,
literally
one time.
One time.
Yeah. One time, Carlos. Well, yeah.
That one time with Carlos by Dammit Maury Sherman. Okay, so this is how it works. Now we've got a whole new book. Okay. Okay, now we've got that one time with Carlos.
Bestseller.
Right? Okay, cool. Shem, what would your book be?
I'm going to go ahead and say that my book would, I actually have a title for it.
Okay.
Mine would be called The Star-Studded Stutterer.
The Star-Studded
Stutterer. And I'm going to tell you why, because when I grew up, when I was younger.
It's a very hard word to say if you have a stutter.
Yeah, it's true. When I was younger, I had a real big speech impediment.
You did, huh?
And I had to go to SickKids, and I'll never forget, I had these like purple cards, and it had like the words spelled out phonetically, and now I speak for a living, which is kind of mm-hmm. cool, right?
What was your speech impediment? A stutter?
Stutter, big time stutter. Really? And I mean, I struggled, and I got bullied for it pretty much right through middle school.
Yeah.
And then it got a lot better.
How did
in
it get
high
better?
School.
How did it get better?
Honestly, just through speech therapy.
Really? Huh?
Yeah, it was great. And
what was it? What caused it? Is there a cause even?
I'm sure there are causes. I think some of it's probably a little bit like neurological, but don't quote me on it, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it took me pretty much right through till middle school before I really sort of got a handle on it.
Really?
And yeah, and then I just think, you know, just public speaking, and now look what we do for a living, right? Yeah. So I think it's really helped. So
right.
I'm going to go, yeah, from star-studded stutterer.
Did you also make love to Carlos or no?
No.
Okay, just okay.
Not so
I just want to make sure that I just want to make sure that we're not competing here. Mocha, your book would be what?
I don't know. Like, I feel like an idiot because I know like a bunch of like.
You don't feel like an idiot.
I know a bunch of like little stuff. I don't know a lot yeah. about a lot of stuff.
Could you hack a memoir together? Like, do you think that you're lied that you have enough interesting things in your life to sort of? No, you don't.
No. Very simple life.
What about wrestling?
It's a good thing that you brought that up, Christy, because my immediate answer in my mind before I started speaking to you guys was wrestling, right?
Right.
But I've also talked to other wrestling nerds who I've had great conversations with, who I've then realized have way more wrestling knowledge than I have.
Right. But what if you, okay, but let's spin it then. Okay. So your passion is wrestling.
Yeah.
Right? Could we spin this as you are a great dad who learned great lessons from wrestling growing up, and you are writing a book on those lessons for other dads who were wrestling fans? Basically, it's like how old school WWF turned you into the man that you are now, and how you use those lessons that you learn from these make-believe characters in real life every day.
What am I doing
even
right now?
Even though they were ridiculous, even though they were over the top, even though they were all for show and quote-unquote none of it's real, but it's still real to me, damn it.
Yes.
Okay, you use all of those make-believe lessons every single day in your life now to be one of the most caring, best fathers anybody has ever known.
Listen, in my mind, I say, even to this day, and I've never said this out loud, right?
Yeah.
Because it has always been my dream to be on the radio since I was 16 years old, right?
Yeah.
You remember when Shawn Michaels won the heavyweight title for the first time and the famous quote was, "The boyhood dream has come true"?
Right.
Every now and then, I walk into this room and I see you guys and I see all this equipment that's here and we're on the radio. And in my mind, I'm like, yo, the boyhood dream has come true. Just like Shawn Michaels.
Right. I'm telling you, that's that. Maybe,
how come
maybe
you're helping Mocha with his book? Help me with my Carlos book.
I helped you with your book.
Not one time with Carlos.
That one time with Carlos.
Don't worry. I think we got a bestseller, buddy. Stay by your phone. It's going to be ringing off the hook. Publishers coming out the woodwork for you. Hey, what is Carlos up to now, anyway?
I have no idea.
No idea. Really? Anyway.
Was this that one time and then you, like, ditched him?
Oh, that's in the book, too. You don't talk to them after.
Oh, wow. Wow. Jeez, Maury, you sounded like kind of an a-hole in your book.
Hey, Christy, thanks so much.
No problem. Talk to you guys later.
Right, have a great day.
Bye-bye. Bye. Leah says, what does your perfect summer day look like? What's the weather? What activities are you doing? Who are you doing them with?
Not working.
Yeah.
A little bit of time in the pool, a little bit of time at the barbecue, some fun and games with my kid, and then watch a movie and pass out on the couch until Catherine wakes me up and tells me to go
to
bed.
That's perfect.
Yeah. That is similar to actually what we did over the weekend.
Yeah. I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
I want to do normal stuff, but just not have to rush through anything. Mm-hmm. Right?
And just do it all at home. Be at
home.
Do
it all at home.
Don't have to jump in the car to go anywhere.
No.
Yeah. My perfect day, summer day, is similar to yours.
Yeah.
Barbecue, pool, hang out with my son, hang hang out with my wife, the two dogs, and just like chill with zero time constraint, no time limit on any given thing that we're doing. Right?
Nothing.
At all. Yeah. At all. Yeah. Yeah,
I love all the summer days that I've had. Yesterday, we took a boat over to the island and stuff. But my true best summer day has not happened yet, which is hanging out on a boat. You know, for not just taking a water taxi, but actually hanging out on like a private boat, lying on the front of it, suntanning and cruising around in the water. That would be my dream.
You like that, huh? You're a boat person?
We walk by the water almost every day, and I am so jealous of every person on those boats.
And you don't know anybody that has a boat.
I know one person that has a boat.
So why don't you sell your condo and buy a boat? Live on the boat.
There's a guy down in the water that does that.
There's a lot of people that live on boats. All winter long, they live on boats.
Oh, my God. Matthew would never do that.
No. There's no way Matthew would.
Pooing
in that tiny little bathroom? There's no way. No bathtub?
Where does the poo go?
Would you...
Into like a tank.
And then?
You flush it. Same thing as an RV.
Does it go into the lake?
No.
No, you can't do that?
No.
like a button and then like a cage.
Like, and then
opens
just poo
up.
Just goes into the lake?
And it,
first of all, a cage.
Gross, man.
What, the poo cage under the toilet?
No, man. Y'all see my poo cage?
Ew.
No, it's a pail.
The poo pail.
And does the button make the pail go upside down?
Yeah. Matthew, fetch the poo pail.
Yeah, that's so gross.
Okay.
Shem?
For me, well, firstly, the question also asks weather. And for me, 26 degrees is perfect. Love me 26 degrees. Yeah. I would say I like going for drives. I love driving. I know that sounds weird, but window down or top down, listening to just great music and nothing
but
open road.
City drive, highway drive, country drive.
Oh, country drive for sure.
Country drive.
Yeah, no
for
traffic.
Sure. I don't want any traffic.
No traffic.
It's just me on the road, top down, music playing, 26 degrees.
Love that.
Let's add in berry picking.
You're doing all the stuff that I get dragged to do. Honestly. Oh, God. Catherine, we drive by the place. Oh, my God. It's strawberry season. I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
I got to go pick strawberries.
But how long are you picking strawberries for? I've been strawberry picking with my family before, right? Like 20 minutes, 20, 30 minutes.
Okay, because here's my thing, though.
You're not out there for two hours.
The girls love picking strawberries. Like, they actually love it. It's not even something that, like, oh my God, we need strawberries, gotta go do the thing. They love picking strawberries, right?
Okay.
I dislike picking strawberries. I don't really like it, okay?
Okay.
So why don't you guys just go and do it without me? You'll have way more fun if I'm not there.
Because they would like to involve you in some memories.
I know. Thanks, Maury. Right? That's exactly what it is. Right?
Exactly.
It's not about the strawberries, it's about the memories.
Totally.
But I'm like, we did the same thing last year.
I know, but still, a year later.
How many more memories do you
your daughter's a year older? Pick.
I know. Listen,
right?
It is for the memories and for spending time together as a family.
When they drag you out there, are you at least happy or are you mopey?
No, I'm not mopey.
Mopey.
No, I'm way more mopey when she drags me around to other stuff that I don't want to do.
What was the last thing she dragged you to that you were
COVID
like...
was really great because I didn't get dragged to anything.
Uh-huh.
Right? But I'm always like, I always find my way when I get there. Like, I'll always wind up having a good time.
Uh-huh.
But I think like the last like real thing that she dragged me to where I was miserable about going, again, had a lovely time, great memories, love my family.
But put up a fight beforehand.
Ugh, the freaking Christmas market.
Are you serious?
Bro. Yeah.
Those are the best.
It's so fun.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's so nice.
It's zero fun. It's zero.
Really?
It's zero fun.
Seeing all the...
No.
Oh, yeah, Shem? Really?
No. The Christmas market is just about flexing on Instagram. That's really all it is.
It's so
right?
expensive. Yeah.
But you're not buying it. You're just looking around, maybe having some hot chocolate.
Looking around? I don't look around. Like, what do I need to look at?
Some of the arts and crafts?
Arts and crafts?
Yeah, man.
No.
Take part.
No.
Apple cider.
No, it's not my thing.
Warm apple cider or whiskey or whatever.
It's not for me.
The photo ops in front of the tree?
Not for me. I got a tree at home.
Spending time with your family?
No, I love spending time with my family, but my feet get cold and then it's just somebody's got to pee and then you wait. It's not for me. I get dry. I don't like that stuff. When I go, I have a good time, right?
Yeah.
I'm always fun and great dad when I'm actually there, but the drive there and the morning of, I'm like, oh God, no.
Can this day be over?
Yeah, it's just over.
Wow.
Yeah.
Britt says here, if you woke up tomorrow and developed the ability to speak another language without learning it, which would you choose?
Interesting.
Interesting.
Why Portuguese?
So I can understand what Matthew's saying on the phone.
Yes, oh. But you would not tell Matthew that you can speak Portuguese.
Ooh, good idea.
Right. I would say definitely Spanish.
Yes.
Because that's just sort of where my heart goes when I think languages. But I think for monetary reasons, it would be something like Mandarin.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. If you and I both spoke Mandarin, I think that this show could be, well, not here. No, maybe not in China because they got a whole bunch of rules and regulations.
Oh, yeah. We couldn't broadcast the show.
No,
there.
No. But we could do, if we could speak Japanese, we could. Like, if you and I spoke perfect Japanese, mm-hmm. Do you know how big that we can make this show in Japan? If we were like the two dudes that spoke like perfect, flawless Japanese.
Yeah, the Westerners.
Right? That, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
These two idiots.
Yeah, I think we can make it work. I really do. So I think that I can make a lot more money speaking, yeah, say, Japanese or Mandarin. But my heart says Spanish just because I love Mexico so much. And,
yeah.
And you just meet more people that speak Spanish than any other real language.
Yeah. For me, it's either Italian and or Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah. Shem?
Yeah, for me, similar, but for different reasons. Spanish because I just think it's so. Was such a sexy
it
language,
is.
Right?
Yep.
And it'd be sexy. And also Mandarin, because I think it'd be hilarious to see people's reaction to my black ass saying,
yes,
saying
I fully agree.
It would just be hilarious.
Look, if you were perfectly fluent.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it'd be hilarious.
You'd blow people away. Mm-hmm. You'd blow people away.
Dallas Singh, who always asks questions for Ask Roz and Mocha, thank you very much for listening and submitting yet again, Dallas. Question for Roz. Yeah. What is his favorite marinade for chicken?
For chicken?
Uh-huh. Do you use a lot of marinades?
I don't. It depends.
You make a lot of sauces to accompany dishes, but you don't.
I do
marinade stuff.
I mean,
really? Do you?
I will. I'll marinate like those little Korean ribs. My favorite chicken marinade that I've been doing lately is almost like a Sinaloa style marinade, where I take a chicken breast and I cut it in half and sort of butterfly it open. Right. And then in a Ziploc bag, God, what do I put? I put apple cider vinegar, a little bit of vegetable oil, a little bit of orange juice. First in a bowl, what you do is you take a bowl and you put a little bit of vegetable oil, apple cider vinegar, orange juice, oregano, little salt, little pepper, and I take a can of those Arbol hot peppers that you buy in the Mexican section, and I put like four of those in there, and then I grind it up with the hand wand.
Yeah.
Grind it. And then I throw all of that in a Ziploc with the chicken, and then I'll let that sit in the bag for a few hours. And the sort of vinegar and citrus and everything else, and the heat gets right into the chicken, and then I throw it on a grill, and it crisps up like black all around the outside. And it's spicy as hell.
Really?
But yeah, Sinaloa chicken, look it up right now. Like, it looks beautiful. Like, it looks, it's a really, really great marinade. Because I love those sort of Mexican flavors. Like, I love spice and oregano and those sort of, you know, traditional kind of taco flavors that you get in Mexico a lot. And then I'll do almost like a yogurt dill sort of dressing on the top of it. A little bit, just to cool it down a bit. Yeah, it's super good.
Ooh, dang.
It's really good. You can throw pineapple in there too if you like that flavor mixed in with it.
Oh yeah,
it's
really pineapple. Good.
Yeah. I use orange juice, but you can
does it make it like too sweet?
No. You can do pineapple juice. You can do no, because there's so much. The apple cider vinegar just sort of like combats everything. So then you just get flavor, right?
Yeah.
So you get the pineapple flavor and the apple cider vinegar flavor, and then the heat from the Arbol peppers, which is really great.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and then the oregano, which just sort of gives it that little Mexican flavor.
Jason, what's going on? It's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. What is your question for the room?
My question is, if you're given a chance to choose a superpower or special ability, what would it be? And then someone from the room will suggest a condition or some sort of a side effect when you're using that superpower. Like, here's an example. So let's say Night Mori chooses flying as his superpower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I would say my condition is yes, more you can fly, but it's slower than the average walking speed.
Oh, okay. Right.
So, okay.
Okay. Like for instance, if we said that Maury had X-ray vision, but the only thing his X-ray vision didn't work on
was men's change room.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So no under the clothes, no behind walls, So Maury has perfect x-ray vision. You could have a box with a dollar amount in it and say, Maury, how much money is in this box? And he would be able to tell you perfectly.
Yeah.
But Maury would not be able to use his x-ray vision to look at men.
Yeah, torture, eh, Maury?
Right?
Then what's the point of having it?
Right.
Okay.
But I love that. Could you imagine, have you got the ability to fly, but your speed was slower than walking?
Yeah. Like,
you know what you would be?
You would never use
that
ability.
So that you could get, like, you could fly over crowds.
You would be flying and your wife would just be holding your hand, pulling you like a kite.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
You're like a balloon. You're a balloon at that point.
Yeah,
right? Okay, that's a good one. Okay. Oh man.
What if you had the ability to become invisible, but maybe the people that you live with are the only ones that could still see you? So maybe then you couldn't be like all schemey and stuff.
Right. Okay, what if it's this? What if it's you have the ability to be invisible,
uh-huh,
but you can only use that ability outdoors?
Okay, look at Chef. Chef's so disappointed in his ability.
Okay.
You can only be invisible outdoors.
Yes.
Like super strength, but you can only lift trees.
No, super strength, but you can't lift weights. It doesn't work with weights. So you can't go to the gym. You can't become a weightlifting athlete. You can't do any of that stuff.
No.
Yeah. But you do have super strength. Oh, I got a good one. Shem, imagine if you had super speed, right?
Okay.
But the only way your super speed worked is if you were nude.
Reminds me of The Boys.
Right? Yeah, so exactly. Yeah. Yeah, but you had to be nude. Right?
I'd be nude all the time, let me tell you.
Okay,
But then you'd be so fast that, like...
Yeah.
Like, no one would see you anyway.
No, but when he stops,
but then
though,
when he stops,
when you slow down and stop, there would just always be just like a random naked guy there. Like, you couldn't blend in. You couldn't do, like, super speed through a crowd and then just, like slowly, like, duck behind a tree and stop because you'd be naked behind the tree.
Or what if, like, whatever your superpower was, right?
Yeah.
Whatever your ability was, like, the only way to activate it. As if you ever became, like, aroused.
Oh,
my God.
Right.
Like, you can only use that ability, like, if you get aroused.
Oh, God. Like bringing people back to life? Like, where somebody's just, like, got hit by a car, and you go over and put your hand on them, but only you get a boner? Is that what you're saying? Like, and it's visible? Right? No, that's not good. That would look so bad on the news, guys. Right, people would hate you as a superhero. They would hate you, right?
So
like walking an old lady across the street or catching a cat out of a tree, like that kind of stuff. But you had to get a boner? No, man, that's not good.
What about time travel, but you can't go back to your best memories?
No, with a boner. No, it has to be with a boner more. Yeah, that's where we are right now. Everything is with a boner. Is time travel a superpower?
I don't think so. No,
I don't think time travel
is
a superpower.
No.
Or teleportation, but you can't go to your favorite memories.
Well, what do you mean? That's time travel. Teleporting is going somewhere else in the world at the same time.
Yeah, I was just saying it differently so that maybe you would give
it. No, you said it incorrectly.
No, you said it incorrectly. So teleportation, Maury. Yeah. I would allow teleportation, but you have to be aroused when you do it.
immortality, but you're aroused forever?
Forever. Yes. If you can't die, then it's forever. Oh, no. Right? It's forever.
Yo,
yes.
That was a good question, Jason. Very fun. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Right on, brother.
Parna says, would you guys ever play an extra in the background of a show? If so, which one?
No, I wouldn't. But Maury has done, your dream was to do background work.
Yeah.
And then you wound up getting actual parts on shows.
I just auditioned.
Yeah.
I just auditioned for a non-speaking role.
In what?
But for a commercial where I'm just playing somebody who's driving and looking all cool, but then their car breaks down and you're embarrassed.
Like, you're embarrassed for them or that person's embarrassed?
No, I'm embarrassed that everyone around me is going to see that my car broke down. Like,
oh my
I'm
God,
driving
this is
through.
Your life,
Wait,
Maury.
So, hold on. So, how did you audition for this role?
I went to, I took my car to a parking lot or whatever, and Matthew filmed me.
Yeah.
So I was, like, driving, giving the peace sign out the window, and then I, like, put my foot on the gas where you can't see on the camera, and I, like, jerked the car, and then it stalled.
Excuse me, what, you said that you were, like, fake driving and, like, giving the peace sign to people out the window?
Yeah, like I was driving while Matthew was filming at me. I was like going slowly and like, hey.
Who does that when they drive?
This is just how I was auditioning. Like I'm like.
But why not just audition the way that you would normally drive?
Because I thought if I'd get the part if I'm all confident and.
Peace signing people.
What are you, a tourist?
Peace signing.
Hold on. Where's the video?
It's on my phone.
Send Show it to me right now. Yeah, Let me see it.
I got to see this.
Okay.
Yeah, send it to Mocha. Peace signing. Who does that, right?
And is there like any voice work involved?
No, this was a non-speaking role. Non-speaking role.
Okay, so so then what? The car breaks down, then you have to act embarrassed?
And then you have to act embarrassed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then the I guess the logo for the company comes up.
Okay.
And it's what? Don't be embarrassed that your car broke down?
Yeah, it's for insurance.
Oh, okay.
You're embarrassed that you didn't have insurance.
Yeah, it's for, can I say the company?
I don't care.
Oh, intact.
Okay, there you go.
So you submitted your audition. When do you hear back?
So that's the thing. So I missed the deadline because of the Rogers outage.
Oh, right. I'm sure they'll...
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people did. Now, did you have your beard in this audition or no?
I did.
You did, huh?
Oh, wow. Did you grow your beard because you knew the audition was coming up and you wanted...
No, I'm growing the beard because I really want a nice, big Roz Weston beard for Christmas.
Nice. Mm. Hey, did you send it to Mocha yet or what?
Yeah, it's sending it.
Okay.
The shot is from the interior of the car.
Yeah. Okay.
Devin Moore sitting there in jeans and a striped t-shirt.
Yeah.
And here we go.
Okay.
Did you clean your Yaris for this, Maury?
I did.
Yeah. This is the cleanest I've ever seen car. All right. Let's see here.
Okay. So he's driving. He's driving around.
Using one hand, by the way. On the wheel.
That's not safe at all. Nope. Oh. Why did you do exterior shots for an audition?
And then,
Maury's pushing the buttons. Oh, his shot of the dash cam, peace signing people, grooving to the music.
Something happened
earthquake.
To the car.
Earthquake's happening. Earthquake's happening.
Oh, and then the dash shuts off. All the lights in the car shut off.
Uh-oh, Maury picks up his phone immediately.
Uh-huh.
While in the driver's seat.
Uh-huh. And
now what are you scrolling?
I'm opening the app.
Oh yes, and he points to his own phone.
I'm I think 5'6", fully vaccinated, and have my driver's license. Have a great day.
Oh, that's my slate.
Oh, that's what you have to say.
Slated.
Okay. Wow, Maury, you're acting. I swear to God.
Nailed it.
Why not just sit in the car? Why did you make a movie for your audition?
So that the casting agent would be like, wow, this guy really wants the part.
Well, but they're not going to ask you to edit the commercial. Why did you make a movie? Maury's supposed to sit in the car, right, pretend that the car breaks down and look embarrassed. Maury is driving around, and then there's an exterior shot
I found footage off YouTube.
Right, but there's like, what I'm saying is that Maury's in his car driving around, and then he has cuts to exterior shots of like the streetlights changing and like cars going by. Like you made a film. Like that's not an audition. You made a short film.
Yeah, totally.
You're not going to get that. They don't want an editor.
Yeah.
Also, when Maury's car like breaks down, the car itself doesn't move. The car itself is just like sitting there doing nothing, and Maury's bouncing around in the driver's seat. Like whiplash! Oh my God!
He looks so confused.
So like, confused.
What's going
what
on here?
Is happening?
Yo, this.
Okay, play it again. Let me see.
Mocha's
this again.
Watching it again.
I have to watch this.
Hold
again.
On here.
Yeah, I gotta watch this again.
Oh my God!
This
I'm gonna,
is the greatest.
Thank you for sending it. I saved it to my camera roll. I'm gonna tweet it out.
Yeah. Okay, Maury's driving around. Okay. Exteriors of shots. Yeah. Stop lights changing.
Stolen, but not even from this country, by the way. that footage
shot,
that you took.
Shot at Maury's dashboard. Peace signing people, bobbing his head to the music. Oh no. Throwing himself around, doesn't know what just happened.
Look at this.
Okay.
He's just so confused.
Yeah. Oh, shot of the dashboard. Why are you so many? Why do you use a fade transition like that? When have you ever seen that in a movie?
Look.
Who uses that transition in an edit? Okay, Maury with the phone now. Okay, let me go. I'm going. I'm scrolling. I've never used a phone before. This is my first time using a phone.
Yeah, it does look like you're trying to figure out how the phone works.
Yeah. Oh, great. I got no car, and now I have to try and figure out how to use this phone? Like, you know when you see people, like, where they, like, they're so fake at using the phone. Like, they suddenly pick up a phone and they're being filmed, and they just, they start swiping with their index finger, like, all the way up, right?
Yo, you are for sure getting that gig. I can't wait to see that commercial on TV.
What is it going
to
pay you?
Oh, when a silent, like $800?
$800, oh, yeah. So what was, so Matthew filmed this for you.
Yeah.
Was he proud?
Oh, no, he said I was terrible. Oh, he doesn't know why I even bothered trying out for these things. Right. He didn't want to do it. I begged him. But we were supposed to do it on one day. Yeah. 3 days later, he's like, fine, okay, let's go.
Yeah, and so where did you go? How far from the house?
Oh, right in the parking lot next door.
Oh, gotcha.
No. Okay.
And
yeah.
So he's in there, and he's sitting in the passenger seat filming you, right?
Yeah, and then I'm like, okay, now film this. He's like, okay. And he's like, are we done?
So supportive.
And I said that. I'm like, why can't you at least just pretend to be supportive and say, you got this?
Yeah.
What'd
yeah.
he say?
He's like, because you don't.
Because you don't.
Oh. Damn, man.
Yeah. He's like, that's what mothers are for. Yeah. Okay. I'm.
Oh, no. That one got deep.
I'm your husband. I got to tell you how it is.
Thank you for all of your comments. We post a picture on Instagram every week that reads Ask Roz and Mocha. Feel free to ask your questions there, and we'll get two of you to join us on a future episode of the podcast. Thank you for listening. This has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com
or download the Kiss 92.5 app.